London calling. David here. This is my third and final scene setter for London's Burning, Simon's anniversary virtual tour of the Great Fire of London, which you'll be doing at 7 p.m. next Sunday, September 6th, 2020. London's Burning, the virtual tour, has to be booked, of course. Full details on www.walks.com. So, yes, this is the final, dare I say it, warm-up act. Yesterday, we zoomed in on that first tiny, errant, you'd think harmless spark. Zoomed right in, isolated it. Front row seat in front of that wasn't banked down properly oven in that house in Pudding Lane. We took a close look at that old ramshackle wooden house with its coating of pitch. We watched the slow progress of that first tiny tongue of flame. A nothing much fire. The kind of fire that was pretty much an everyday occurrence in the London of 1666. A run-of-the-mill fire. A fire that, as the Lord Mayor of London put it, in that crude, dismissive, unforgettable phrase of his, a fire that could be pissed out by a woman. I'm going to say it, a piddling fire. Or so the mighty Lord Mayor and everybody else thought. So much for that zoom in, that close up, and the almost in real time progress of the fire, its first couple of hours. That was yesterday. This is today. Something happened to that piddling fire. It went into the call box as a meek, mild-mannered, timid Clark Kent of fires. It came out as the Joker, the unstoppable, all-powerful, would not be denied, preternatural, father-son and holy, unholy, Moloch of all fires. So today, we're going to look at that transition moment. We're going to do a pullback, an MV, medium view, shot of the scene. I said the fire burned slowly at first, a one-house fire, that house in Pudding Lane. Just to the east of Pudding Lane stood and stands Fish Street Hill, where the monument stands. Fish Street Hill wasn't anything to write home about, but it was a little bit more substantial than Pudding Lane. It was the street that led down to London Bridge. London Bridge was so narrow. For much of its length, its roadway was only 12 feet wide. They couldn't drive large, horse-drawn vehicles across it. So Fish Street Hill was an approach road, but it was also a terminus. There was a coaching inn there called the Star. In its yard and outbuildings, as you'd expect, hay and other combustibles. A spark from the parent fire in Thomas Ferriner's house takes wing, floats across the 30 yards or so to the Star Inn in Fish Street Hill, touches down on one of those supplies of hay, touches down, torches it. So a secondary fire, one street over, is opened. The Pudding Lane fire and the Fish Street Hill fire, two lines of fire. They march down toward Thames Street, toward London Bridge. It's a pincer movement. The pincer movement reaches London Bridge. The north end of it goes up in flames. They had a very small bit of luck there. In 1632, there'd been a fire on London Bridge. London Bridge, remember, was lined on both sides with wooden houses. One of those houses was lived in by a needlemaker named Briggs. Briggs had a servant, another servant whose name is lost to history. The servant left a tub of hot ashes under the stairs. You can guess. That fire, the 1632 London Bridge fire, burned for 8 hours. 42 of the houses on London Bridge were destroyed. I said London Bridge was lined with houses, but not solidly wall-to-wall all the way across. There was one gap. That gap saved London Bridge in 1632, and it would save it again in 1666. Most of the 42 London Bridge houses that burned down in 1632 were rebuilt. Timber-framed wood houses, again. Our fire, the Great Fire, reached those houses and burned them down. Like its 1632 forerunner, it wasn't able to leap across that single gap. So only the north end of the bridge burned down. That was a blessing, but it was a mixed blessing. The bridge's fire-ravaged houses collapsed on their foundations. That debris blocked the way, made it impassable. People on the far side of the river who wanted to cross the bridge to help fight the fire couldn't get there. A tiny footnote: one spark did make it all the way across the river. It set fire to a stable in Horseshoe Alley in Southwark. That fire spread to two adjacent houses. Quick thinking, quick work saved Southwark. They pulled down a third house, creating a firebreak. That firebreak stopped the Southwark probe of the Great Fire of London. But the fire moving down Pudding Lane and its twin moving down Fish Street Hill and the action on London Bridge, these are just thrusts, just feints. The battle is really joined when those three armies of flames meet at Thames Street and overrun the adjacent lanes around the north end of London Bridge. It was an area of wharves and docks and cellars and sheds and warehouses. Pudding Lane is always acclaimed. Is acclaim the right word? As the place where the Great Fire of London originated. But the monster fire, the one that could not be stopped, really began, took hold, reared up on its hind legs at the bottom of Thames Street. All those wharves and sheds and warehouses and cellars, they were overflowing with red meat for a monster fire. Overflowing with stores of tallow, pitch, oil, spirits, hemp, tar. There were great piles of coal, great stacks of hay, great lumber yards full of timber. 2 hectares or so, crammed full of combustibles. It was, said one chronicler, the quarter of London favorable above all others to the spread of fire. The monster was out of its cage. And now it's over to Simon. Simon with all those, oh my God, visuals. Simon guiding them. It doesn't get any better than that. So yes, the scene's been set, primed with words. Now it's curtain up. Time to see and hear what happened, where it happened, how it happened, why it happened. It's, as London history goes, a searing tale. Goes at 7 p.m. on Sunday, September 6th. How very appropriate that in this year of the plague, 2020, now, hard on its heels, comes the Great Fire. That's it from me. So long from London. So long. How poignant those words now are. For all of us, really. Anyway, yes, so long. From London. And London Walks. Be well. All the very best. Stay safe. May we meet soon.